reunited and it feels so good. Britney Spears and controversy and the headlines all back together today. First, Star Magazine reporting that Britney was allegedly abused by her now boyfriend slash kind of manager, I guess they're calling him, Jason Trawick. I don't know. Jason Alexander, who was Britney's first husband for all of, what, like 48, 72 hours, something like that, when they got married in Vegas. He allegedly recorded these conversations with Britney, talked about it to Star Magazine, and then leaked the audio to Radar Online. Now, Britney's people coming out, a huge debacle. Britney's people denying everything, saying it's all a big lie and that they're going to be taking legal action against Star Magazine. Lots of legal implications here, so we'll head to attorney Elizabeth Kelly right now, radio host as well. Ms. Kelly, let's start first with the allegations that Britney was abused. It just came out as well that Britney is going to stay under this conservatorship till at least the end of 2011. So, if Britney really was abused, and they were able to prove that in a court of law, Britney's father, because he is one of the conservators, could legally separate Britney from this boyfriend, correct?
I don't know about that, Ralphie. As you point out, these are allegations. But quite frankly, when I heard them, I wasn't surprised. I'm a criminal defense attorney. I'm not a psychologist. But it goes without saying that Britney has gotten into many, many unfortunate messes, and probably at the root of her troubles are self-esteem issues. And it is not uncommon for women who do suffer self-esteem issues to partner up with someone who abuses them, because they don't think they deserve any better.
Britney's people, as I mentioned, have come out since and issued a statement to TMZ saying that the audio that Radar Online posted is fake. The report that Star ran is fake. Matter of fact, Star was notified before they ran it by Britney's people that it was all false. They ran it anyways. And now, of course, Britney's people are threatening legal action. Obviously, they're going to go at some type of libel angle. But Ms. Kelly, I know libel is a very tough thing, especially in Britney's case. They have to prove that not only did they run a false report, but they ran it with the intent of malice, that they did it to harm Britney Spears. They have to prove both of those, obviously, in a court of law. Can they do that?
You're absolutely right about the legal standards and about how difficult it is for a plaintiff to meet those standards. But, you know, in reality, people threaten to sue the tabloids all the time.
Right.
And they don't come through with their threat. One of the things that's interesting to me about this whole situation is not necessarily the potential libel issues, but the potential violation of wiretapping laws. Because let's say hypothetically that it was in fact Britney. Did he or did he not have her consent to tape those conversations?
Well, yeah, and that's another great point as well. And as we've seen with these tabloids and these stories, and when somebody questions their credibility, if you threaten to sue them and you're just trying to call their bluff, it's not going to work, because they'll continue to run with this story. I'm sure they will. We'll keep up to date with it here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Radio talk show host and attorney Elizabeth Kelly sharing her information. Some 411. Ms. Kelly, as always, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ralphie. Have a good day.